Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan, performed by Parker Posey, produced by Audible, Inc.
Introduction, Anna Quinlan. My mother's reading a paperback book at the kitchen table. This is odd. My mother is not a great reader, and usually she reads only before bed, hardcover books that come from the Book of the Month Club, novels by Taylor Caldwell and Daphne du Maurier and Mary Stuart. But she is hunched over this paperback, frowning, twin divots between her dark brows. I cannot remember many of the specific details of my childhood, but I remember this moment well. I am 12. This is how I first encountered Betty Friedan's The Feminine Mystique. When I read the book myself, 8 years later, as an assignment for a women's studies class at Barnard, I immediately understand why my mother had become so engrossed that she found herself reading in the place usually reserved for cooking. I don't believe she was particularly enthralled by Friedan's systematic evisceration of the theories of Sigmund Freud or the prescient indictment of American consumerism. I think it was probably the notion of seeing her own life there in the pages of that book, the endless, thankless cycle of dishes and vacuuming and meals and her husband's ironing and her children's laundry. I begin to feel I have no personality, one woman told Friedan. I'm a server of food and a putter on of pants and a bedmaker, somebody who can be called on when you want something, but who am I? Who am I? My mother must have been asking herself at the table in the kitchen and with her millions of others who would pore over this painstakingly reported, fiercely opinionated book. My mother had everything a woman after World War II was told she could want, told by the magazines and the movies and the television.